You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the cricket at the moment at the Ipswich World Blind Games, and England are currently playing Australia, but I'm joined by Neil and Laura Fackey, and their brother Mark is playing in the England team at the moment, but they've just come back from the UCI cycling in Glasgow. How was that for you both? Because I think there was a few medals again.
Yeah, it was a pretty successful week all in all, and first and foremost it was nice for me to be back racing up north of the border in Glasgow, on a velodrome that's pretty dear to my heart. But yeah, picked up 3 gold medals there, and Laura got an incredible silver just 9 months after giving birth to our son Fraser, who was in the crowd for the first time, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, it was really nice to have Fraser with us, and we took him up with us and he stayed with my family, and yeah, you know, I did not expect to be winning or posting the fastest time in the world this year and winning silver, you know, 9 months after you know, yeah, giving birth and that. So
well, it's quite amazing, isn't it? But you're true athletes, though, aren't you? I mean, you wouldn't expect anything more.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I think
it was quite funny. Like, I obviously couldn't ride my bike for the first little while after giving birth, and it was driving me mental, I'll be honest. Like, I just missed it, so as soon as I could, I was back on the bike, more just for my own kind of mental health. And yeah, once you get started, it's just like a bug. I just, you know, couldn't stop.
And what sort of is happening now? Are you got your sights on Paris at the moment next year?
Yeah.
We'd both love to be there defending our titles.
Is it not a foregone conclusion that you might be there?
Well, we have to go through selection process with British Cycling, so there's never any guarantees. I mean, even though these Worlds went really well, there's only a certain amount of riders can go to the Games from GB, and we are an incredibly successful nation. So there will be people who would be medal contenders who won't get selected, sadly. That's the nature of it. So we just have to hope that's not us and do what we can. But yeah, it'd be lovely to be back there, and again, having the little man this time along with us to cheer us on, hopefully. So yeah, let's have fun at home. Cross those fingers for us, please.
And how do you think Mark's going to do today?
Yeah, I think they're quietly confident. I know they beat Australia in one of the warm-up matches, so I think they were quite pleased with that result. So it shows that they're carrying some good form, and yeah, it'll be nice to hopefully get a good result and start off the tournament well.
And did Mark not want to get into cycling like the pair of you?
He's a bit old for cycling these days. And yeah, I mean, if I bring my brothers into the cycling, it might take competition for my husband. So
I fancy my chances, but you never know.
I've got to be careful.
But yeah, it's quite a sporting family with Laura, obviously, the cycling, Mark here at the cricket, and Roy, her other brother, is involved in the blind football as well, these champs. So it's we're touring around trying to see as much as we can, as well as the other sports. And yeah, there's definitely a few tournaments kicking about. And
We need to put Fraser into a different sport again, and then we're covering them all.
Well, thank you both, Neil and Laura Fackey, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and have a good rest of the games.
It's always a pleasure.